going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Jeff, right now, if you had to guess, do you think the Shedeur Sanders thing is a smokescreen or the real deal?
So I think there's interest, but I do wonder this. Why in the history of Mike Tomlin being there in these pre-draft news conferences have they never talked about a player ever and yet waxed poetic that long on Shedeur Sanders? Like, is it to tell everybody, hey, we're going to draft Shedeur?
Well, Aditi had a theory on that. She thinks it's because he knows that Sanders' character, football character, has been called out so much, and he wanted to at least vouch for that. That was her working theory.
Well, maybe. Although I've heard a lot of people defend that character.
I was going to say, I think that's a straw man to some extent if Tomlin believes that, because we had the gentleman on, Sean Keeler, who got banned from press conferences or whatever by Dion out in Boulder, Jeff. And he said, there's not a guy in that locker room that I covered that did not like Shedeur Sanders. The guy was well-liked. I think most people, if anything, have talked about how he's a super high football IQ guy, coach's kid, like embodies a lot of those qualities. If anything, I think people are just saying he's just not good enough athletically. I don't really get the sense that people are saying bad kid, bad football character, etc. whatsoever.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that in any of the write-ups about Shedeur. If anything, it's, you know, the lack of athleticism or doesn't have as strong as an arm as somebody else. But that has never been a dispute. And, you know, it's interesting because I know people will say, okay, if you get Shedeur, then you can get Aaron Rodgers. But, man, aren't guys immediately going to gravitate towards Shedeur? Like, if you draft Shedeur, do you really want to draft another quarterback? Because immediately players are going to just cling to him. And no matter who you bring in, I just don't – if you take him – he's got to be your guy right away.
I said the same thing. I would not want Aaron. I don't want Aaron Rodgers, period. I don't really don't want him if they draft Sanders in the first round, because I don't think that'll be a good situation for Sanders his rookie year. Do you put any stock in this Diana Rossini story that the Steelers have interest in Kirk Cousins?
I know this. I know the Steelers do not at all want to reach for a quarterback. Given the contract, what he did in his last six games, that seems like a reach for me. So, no, I really don't. Maybe as a, hey, if we get through the draft and we couldn't find a quarterback, you know, it just didn't fall our way, and we need somebody because Aaron's not going to sign with us, will we look at that? Maybe. But right as they sit right now, no, I don't put any stock in that.
More likely way the Steelers add a day two pick to their current haul, trade back in the first round to a team, or trade George Pickens straight away as part of a deal that gets you a day two pick?
Yeah, I think George as part of a deal would be the better choice, because unless, even if you go all the way back, you're probably going to get a day two pick, but it would be a stretch to be a second rounder. It's more likely going to be a third. Like, I look at like moving back 5-6 spots and then adding a third as a more viable option if you're not going to involve any players and you want to move back to add another day two pick. But I don't think moving back really at any point that first round is going to get you a second round pick.
So do you believe this Fox Sports report that the Steelers are taking calls and making calls on George Pickens?
I don't think they're actively shopping him. That's the sense I get, but they're willing to listen, which they should, because you never know what offer might come your way. You might.
What is
going
to get them to
refuse.
Do more than listen?
Yeah. What, do you think they will start shopping him actively the closer we get to tomorrow? Like, or tomorrow actively they're going to start doing it, or what?
I don't see the Steelers actively shopping. I see them listening or envision them listening, but I don't see them actively like, hey, we'll give this up to get. I just don't.
What would make them want to trade him?
They find the right. I'm sorry?
What would make them want to trade him, Jeff?
That they won't sign him next year.
No, but I mean, like, what
kind of an offer would be too good to refuse?
What would they need to get back in a trade to make them want to trade him?
I think they want to get a second rounder or a really high third rounder to get rid of George. And let's remember that the Steelers only gave up a second for DK Metcalf. So is a second like pie in the sky for George Pickens, who, while he's had some good numbers, has not had the consistent numbers of a DK Metcalf.
Jeff, I've heard some things about the Steelers and Will Howard that make me think that there's no way the Steelers take him. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we would hear some things at practice when things would come up. Guys would discuss their alma maters that would lead me to believe that Will Howard was not on the table. Now, this was before, you know, the playoff run. I just don't see. I mean, I saw a lot of Will Howard and heard some of that scuttlebutt. I just don't know how he fits. And I think the Steelers have only a handful of quarterbacks that they would draft anywhere.
Who are they?
And I don't know that Will Howard's a part of that group. Well, I think the top three that you would think of, Ward is going to be out of the picture, so that takes one away. Shador, Dart. I think if he were around towards the end, I think McCord would be in play. I do.
What about Milroe at 83?
And I think Milroe, and I think the other one would be Shuck. But again, if you don't have a second round pick, those guys are going to almost certainly be gone by the time the third round. Maybe not Milroe, to your point, Chris, but a couple of those other guys are going to be gone.
Jeff, who do you think right now is going to be the pick tomorrow at 21?
I am sticking and talking to a couple of people yesterday. I like Kenneth Grant.
That just pains you.
There hasn't been a lot of talk about him.
I know that is hurtful for you to say. You do it through clenched teeth. You're almost gagging as you say it. Kenneth Grant from that school up north.
That Baltimore game and what he could add to that defensive line, and the lack of a – not that he's bust-proof, but, man, you don't see many that don't think he's going to be – If nothing else, at least a full-time starter in the NFL right from the beginning.
Jeff, thank you for another Hawk Report.
See you, boys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.